Look at the Tater Dvar in page Bays, 11 lines from the end of the first column. Okay. Now, the Rebbe asked the question, why does it say, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you began showing miracles when they had so many miracles already? So another, he quotes the Gemara that says that before Hashem created the world, it was only him and his name. So the question is, if there's only him, what do you need a name for? So he starts explaining that Yeridas, Ishtalshas, Amadregas, all the Neshama, everything, Bechal, world, all this symptom and coming down is for the Neshama, which is not Hashem Nishmas Adam, to kindle and illuminate the darkness of the world, to take the encompassing levels of Amunah and Sefer Kolam, to internalize them, and that the Neshama really wants to get out of the body, and that's like really the longing of the Neshama. He said, and he says, how is this? By meditating into the greatness of Hashem. So he says, 11 lines in the end of the first column. Therefore, before the Chacham instituted Psukah de Zimra, the Chazal said to say the bracha bar shama v'haya olam. The introduction to Psukah de Zimra is the bracha baruch sha'amar v'haya olam. What does that mean? Pirush, there's Bechin, there's Sha'amar v'haya olam. This level, that it should be a world, is a level of Baruch v'gilui. Baruch Sha'amar v'haya olam means, why did Hashem create the world to bring down godliness, the revelation of godliness in the world? She'enim she'chaz mi'hispailis alev mi'mah Sha'amar v'haya olam. For a person should become affected in the heart. When he says, like the pasuk Hashem said, and it became. So a person has to become affected by this. Look at this. Hashem said, a slight revelation of godliness and pops out the universe. That it should be revealed in the heart. That the heart should become affected by it. The ultimate purpose, like we learned before, is a person should do mitzvahs with love and fear. Why is it important to do mitzvahs with love and fear? Because then he shows the person himself, his feelings, the person, is involved. It's not only intellectually understanding Hashem and feeling differently, doing differently. You're actually completely engulfed in this level of godliness. V'derech klal hem yud gimel baruch. The 13 times Baruch connected Yud Gimel to Kuni Dikna. In Baruch Sha'amar V'Olam Baruch Hu Baruch Hayim Ve'Baruch Baruch, it says there's 13 times Baruch. In Baruch Sha'amar there's 13 times the word Baruch. Corresponding with the 13 to Kuni Dikna, literally means the hair of the beard, which is the Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim. Shein B'chinas Sidus Peter. Shein Amshoch Shein Nimshuchu B'Derech B'chinas Sidus. It's brought down in the commentaries of Siddur also. Yeah, but it's Kabbalah, but it's also brought down in the commentaries of Siddur. That it comes to the level of Kmei Sad, Shein and the Gael, Atmos, Muhus, Aguf. But Hodesh, it's like hair gets nourished from the head, but it's not really connected to the head. You can cut the hair and nothing happens. It doesn't hurt. It does, you know. It's not a vital part of the body, hair. But still, it's connected to the hair. So what does it mean? The 13 attributes of mercy, which correspond with the Yud Gimel Dukuni Dikna, which is the Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, it means that's only a revelation of Hashem that comes through like hair. It's not the essence of Hashem. In other words, even the revelation of Yud Gimel Midas Hashem, Hashem Karachim V'Chanun, the revelation of Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim is only a revelation of Hashem like hair. It's not the essence of Hashem. K'mei sar shein negel ha'atzimim v'elohim meisir kach. In yam shoch es elu. Okay? These revelations. V'yaz gili b'lev ha'odom to be revealed in the heart of a person. Hu dover shein negel ha'atzimim yisum ha'us ha'dover. Shem imenu nimshech ha'gilui. In other words, it has nothing to do with the essence of the person. So therefore, it has nothing to do with the essence of Hashem. Sha'at misadova, shumokar amshoch, la yishtane b'shum shinui, or giroin, The tesis bubahulas ham shakha bishini is parts va gili belev. Meaning, just like the hair, which is nourished from the head doesn't change because of the hair. There's no impact on the head at all. Because of the revelation that comes from the person, from the body of the person, to make the hair grow and exist is so minimal, it doesn't cause any change in the head. Whether you cut the hair, you have the hair, it doesn't do anything. Because it's such a slight revelation. The same thing that Al-Qurab is going to say, the Yud Kimu Tukuni Dikta, the 13 attributes of mercy, this Gilui, compared to the essence of Elokus, is really nothing.
Is the analogous to sun's rays?
The what?
To sun's rays.
No. Bine Yud Beis Baruch, Hei Mechines Hamshachis Pratis. The 12, you know, we said before in Baruch Shem, it is 13 Baruchs. 12 refer to the detailed Hamshachis of Godliness coming to 12 different levels. By Yud Gimel, who kela akam shachos baruch ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Sounds like this. It starts at Baruch Shem Baruch. Then in the middle we have Baruch ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Hakel over Rachmanum. Okay. So he says the 12 are detailed revelation. Baruch means to bring down. So the 12 are individual revelations of Elokus. The one that says Baruch ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. That's the general one of Bechlal bringing down the level of Ata into Hawaii, into Lekeinu, into Melech Ha'olam. Yeah, but he's saying in Baruch Shamar as an introduction to Psukah de Zimra, to be able to meditate into the greatness of Hashem. So the introduction, so to speak, is Baruch Shamar, that explaining that the 13. The Kuni Dikna, the 13 Yud Gimel Mitzvah, all that stuff, which is super great revelations, are only baruchs. They're only like hair. It's the 13 hair. Okay? In that itself, there's the general one that we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, which we say by every bracha, which is basically revealing the level of Atah into Havaya, into Elokeinu through this Melech Ha'olam. And the other 11, 12 are detailed Hamshachas of Elokus. Yeah.
That's corresponds to the Yagmi, the 13 Midot, Rachamim.
I don't think it does. I don't think that it says like this. There are 12 tribes.
Right.
And there were 12 different gates in the Beis Hamikdash for 12 different tribes. Then there was a Shara Kailo, a general gate for people that didn't belong to any particular tribe. And that gateway was good for any tribe. Okay? That means the Reuven gate had Reuven and Shimon, and you know, each one had to belong. The Shara Kailol is the 13th gate that's open to everybody. Like a Gad, or a person didn't know his father wasn't Jew, whatever, you know, a kid, his father's not Jewish. So which tribe, that's the whole story in the Chumash, with Shlemi's Bas Divri over there, husband, he wanted the, you know. So, bottom line is that has to do with Shara Kailol, meaning, as Al Terebi right, the nusach of the Al Terebi was Shara Kailo, that was good for any group to have this connection with Hashem. So I don't think it has to do with Yigam Misarachman. So he says, Shia Bechinas Gili Kilo Hulu Necha, in a way of Baruch Ata, you in front of us, not him, who you in front of us. She Tesyachid Aleinu, that he should be united with us. She has shalonu mamish, it should mamish be ours. And the level of ayah includes all general details, and it's therefore it's the first of the all baruchs, and it's the primary of all baruchs. In other words, it says like this: when a person makes a bracha, sometimes you have to stop and think a little bit. We say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu. Okay. We're actually saying our God. Our God means I own it. It's mine. It's one with me. That means a Jew has to believe when you say Hashem Elokeinu, or b'chal you say the word our Hashem Elokeinu, there's no Havayish, you know, and all the names of Hashem, there's only one that can have ours. Yud Kei Vav Kei doesn't have Havayinu, and and Shin Dalud Yud Nu, or Tzvokes Nu, or the only one is Elokei Nu. Because Elokim, which is the level of Tzimtzum, and Kayach Chayas, that's the one that could become internalized within the person. That's the Mamalik Olam, the permeating level. Havaya is this encompassing level. It doesn't internalize. So one second, when a person says, you know, don't have that either. Adonainu is not, when you say Adonainu, you don't refer to God. Our master. Is a person allowed to say Adonainu? Okay. Are you allowed to say Adnai? No. Why not? You can't say Elokim, you can't say Elokeinu. Both are God's names. Adonainu means our master. Aleph, Dalud, Nun, Yud, that we're not allowed to pronounce in vain, that's a name of Hashem. But when you say Elokeinu, it means he's ours. You know, we're connected to him. So act, so to speak, act accordingly. You know, that's what it means. Okay. Base. Ubiru in Yizem. To understand all this, what it means. That we're bringing down Elokus in a detailed way in Baruch as an introduction to Pesuka de Zimra, which is the meditation into the greatness of Hashem, to affect our heart, that we should feel godliness. He said, this will be understood. We say, every day Hashem renews creation. We need to understand, Mal Mechadish. Something new means something different than it was before. If it's S-O-S-O, same old, it's not new.
Were they old or not?
Now, when it says, every day Hashem is Mechadish the world, that means every day there should be something new. He said, kol yom mishavim, v'yem zed deim liyem shalasme. Today is like yesterday. Yesterday is like the day before. I mean, so what do you mean, what's new about today that wasn't yesterday?
Were they older?
That doesn't mean you're new. It means, if anything, you're older, not newer. If you grow younger, then you'll be newer. But if you grow older, like why do you say new? Okay, so let's see. There's a level of called chain of the worlds. Me'ila le'ila, from cause to effect, right? Cause, effect, they're all interconnected. Like, chain of the world. Link 1 goes into link 2 into link 3. So link 1 and link 10 are all connected because they're all connected. And there's a second level that's called above Seder Ishtaushes. Not in the cause and effect way, but like Yesh Miayim. Cause and effect, like intellect stimulates feelings, that's not Yesh Miayim. Something from nothing. Because based on the intellect is the emotion. So they're connected. You have greater intellect, the emotion is different than if you don't have such a mature intellect versus an immature intellect, creates different midas. Like little kids want little things. Bigger kids want bigger things. Because the mida is based on the intellect. That's called cause and effect. If it's cause and effect, then the effect is based on the cause. But then you have above world that's called Yesh Miayin, which by definition means not Yesh Miyesh, something from nothing interconnected, but something from nothing, meaning it's completely out of the realm of the Yesh.
Every cause is a Yesh.
What?
Every cause is a Yesh.
Yeah. That's if it's cause of a chain reaction.
Yes.
Okay. But something which is not a cause is Yesh Miayim.
Yes.
Kmeya derech Moshe Eitel Adam. Yeah. Seichel Midas Machshava Dibur. By a person, the faculties. Yeah. Seichel Midas, thought, speech, action. Shaseichel Meiled Amidas. Like we know, Seichel gives birth to emotions. Mehem nasi machshava, and that causes it to think about. If you like something, you like to think about it. Then you talk about it. Then you do it. So it is also in the chain of the worlds. V'ribu yiridas amadreges me'ido li'ilo nikral derech moshul bechines kilei machshveisa machshveisechem. In other words, we say kilei machshveisa machshveisechem. Right? Many psukim. Hashem says, my machshava is not like yours. But we still call it Hashem's machshava. And we're saying both are machshava, which l'cheira should be connected, but they're not. But it's still machshava. Sheyash l'mayla gam kyan kavi yalcho b'chinas machshava. The kaviyoch Hashem also has machshava, ela sheinu machshev, machshava gashmis, k'mei eitzel adam chas yishol. So what are we saying? Hashem has machshava, but it's not like ours. But the fact that you say it is machshava, there is a connection between the two. Like we said, chassidus gives, there's what's called positive knowing and there's negative knowing. Even negative knowing has to be connected to what you're not connecting it to. Meaning, very simple, like this. A person is trying to remember a song. He forgot it. He's trying to remember a song. There's two ways of doing it. One is somebody sings a song, he says, oh, that's it. That's positive knowing. Then there's another way of it happening. A guy's trying to remember a song, and you sing a song. I said, no, it's not that. It's not that. It's not that. It's also knowledge to know what it's not. Is also a form of knowledge.
Yes.
Okay? That's called Yediyas Hashlila. Shlila is the negativity. It's knowing that it's not. Okay? But even when knowing that it's not, it has to be still a song. If I'm trying to remember a song and you tell me the sports score, I mean, it's ridiculous. Because I'm thinking about a song. I'm not thinking about the sports score. Okay? So if I'm thinking, what is the niggin, and you tell me that the Dodgers won or lost or whatever. Yeah? I mean, it's like stupidity because there's no connection. In other words, even negative knowledge, both levels are connected. They're both a song. Yes, it's not the song, but it's a song. It's ridiculous to say, I'm trying to remember a song. Or give you another practical example. If somebody's making a simcha and they want to figure out who to invite.
Who what?
Who to invite.
Or,
in other words, who they want to insult by not inviting. So you start thinking, okay, not them, not them, not them. But nobody's going to come along and say, I'm not inviting the lion and tiger in the Congo. I mean, there's no... You say, okay, I'm not going to invite the bird in China. Face what? That's a ridiculous thing. Right. Inviting means, or not inviting means, there is a reason why maybe I should invite them. Yeah. In other words, there is a connection somehow, and I'm saying no.
Potential.
So, he's saying over here, in we say kilei machshveisem machshveisechem, the fact that we say Hashem's machshava is not like ours, yeah, we're saying it's not like ours because Hashem's machshava is not like a physical machshava, but still it's machshava. Yeah, we're negating it, it's not like ours, but it's still machshava. That's in the realm of Hishtalshelus. And he says, why? Because our machshava can't do things. If I think I'm going somewhere, I'm not there. If I think I'm going to say something, I didn't say it yet. Right? If I think I'm going to put on tefillin, I didn't put on tefillin. Our thought does nothing. But Hashem's thought created all the hidden worlds of Elokus. Hashem created through thought. That's why they're concealed. The same thing, if Hashem stopped creating on Shabbos, if there has to be continuous creation, how do the worlds exist on Shabbos? If Hashem stopped speaking, Kaviyochol, meaning he stopped creating. So how do the worlds in Shabbos exist?
So
the answer is, no, it exists in thought. The worlds exist Shabbos from Hashem's thought. That's why the world's holier in Shabbos, because thought is holier than speech. Yeah? The same thing, Hashem's speech creates. Hashem's thought creates, and Hashem's speech creates. So what do we say? Hashem's machshava and dibur means it's a revelation of worlds. Sheyatzim mekayach alapoel that goes from the potential to the actual, or meyhelim elagili from the concealment to the revealed. Kederach, I'll say that. Explain a second. Shemachshava b'chinas agili haseichel. Machshava reveals intellect, and dibur reveals the thought. In the process, in the human process, a person knows something. Okay, he knows something. But he's in business. He's not thinking about that thing that he knows or understands. So that knowledge is there, but it's not revealed, not even to yourself, because you're not thinking about it. How do I want to reveal that intellectual concept to myself? I think it. If I want to reveal it to you, I say it. So even thought is a revelation, but it's a revelation to myself, not to you. You don't know what I think. The same thing of feeling. Yeah, a person has a feeling of love or fear. Okay, they love and their kids, the family, whatever it is. But when you're at work, you're not thinking about the kids. So that feeling is not revealed within you. If you want to reveal that love to yourself, do you think about the kids? You want to speak, you speak to reveal it more. So machshava and dibur are basically the concept of thought and speech is a revelation in the concealed form and a revelation in a revealed form. That's what thought is by a person. I'm revealing it to myself, but it's a concealed form. It's not revealed to you. Speech is revealing it. So when you say about Hashem, Kilei machshveisai machshveisechem, yeah, we say in the Avteda, Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, we're going to say, Kilei machshveisai machshveisechem, Lei da'achechem drachim no Hashem. What does that mean? There is a level of machshava by Elokus. There's a level of God revealing worlds, but they're alma diskasya. They're the hidden worlds. Then Hashem reveals itself further in speech. Then it becomes the revealed worlds. But that's still hishtalshalus. It's still the chain of the worlds. It's still connected. It's thought and speech, but on God's level versus our thoughts and speech. God's thought and speech accomplishes and creates. Our thoughts don't create. Our speech doesn't create either. Even by Hashem, there's many different levels of machshava. Because there's not one hidden world, there's infinite hidden worlds. Okay, he says, they have also, this machshava and dibur is also the way Hashem created neshamis and malachim. V'gam b'nesham, sheyesh michol, v'avram b'chines machshava, v'yesh b'chines dibur. There are like higher malachim in the world of Bria that are machshava. There are lower malachim in the world of Yetzirah that's dibur. Or b'chines machshava me'elam shemat shalamata. Nikke b'chines dibur l'gabi elam shalamayla mimenu adrei ma'melis e'maylis. Like it says in Zerah, d'amechel z'ah, meaning Bria, compared to Atzilis, is dibur. Yetzira, compared to Bria, is dibur. Because the lower it gets, the more limited it is, and therefore the more revealed it is. So therefore, there's, like he says, the Zohar says, there's this machshava, and this machshava, and this machshava. What do you mean different machshavas? Every world, which is hidden, compared to revealed world, is called thought. So Atzilus compared to Bria is thought. Bria compared to Yetzirah is thought. Yetzirah compared to Asiyah is thought. It's all relative. A level which is hidden compared to a lower level is hidden versus revealed. You have another example. You have a stain on a garment, okay, and you clean it off with a little bit of water. So now, to your eyes, the stain's not visible. Okay, take a microscope, and you'll still see the stain. So that means, compared to your first level, the stain was hidden. Compared to the new microscopic level, the stain is revealed. Now, you'll take a better cleanser and clean it. Yeah? So now it's not there anymore. But if you take a stronger microscope, it's still revealed. Instead, so everything is hidden and revealed, hidden and revealed. So to compare to the lower level, it's speech. The higher level compared to the lower level is thought. The lower level compared to the higher level is speech. So you have the same thing in Alokus. There's a level of machshava by Alokus, but it's not like ours. The Loshen of the Gemara is called Bati Gavoi, Bati Beroi. The inside houses and the outer houses. Because you used to build in house, in room, inside room, you know. Shein Bechinas Pnim, is the Bechinas Chitzenis, which is the internal levels and external levels. Pnim is Shalemata. And the Pnimi of the lower level is called Chitzenis, the Gabi Shmeileman. Compared to the higher level, it's external. Right? Internal of the lower level compared to the higher level is external. Or like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, there's Zonav La'aroyis, the tail of the lion versus the head of the fox. One's the head and one's the tail. But the tail is higher than the head of the fox. But it's all relative. It's still a tail. So he's saying in Alokus, the introduction of Tansem V'tuvi Mechadi, he didn't finish explaining it yet. But he says, the concept, what is the Chiddush of yesterday over today? That we say, V'tuvi Mechadi B'chol Yom Tov. So he starts explaining that there's Hishtalshulis and there's higher than Hishtalshulis. Hishtalshulis is the connection between level 1 and level 2, cause and effect. Even by Hashem, Hashem has Machshava, and we have Machshava, and we say in the pasuk, "Kilei machshvei machshvei seichem." Your thoughts are not like our thoughts, but the fact that we have to say your thoughts are not like my thoughts, there is a connection between the two that we have to negate it. Now, if there's a connection between Hashem's machshava and our machshava, that's automatically hishtalshlus of cause and effect. The fact that you have to negate it means there is a connection that needs to be negated. Even, I'll give you another example. In the expression, Memale Kol Almin means Hashem permeates the world. Seviv Kol Almin is above the world.
Surrounded.
What do you mean surrounded? It means above it. It doesn't permeate it. It's superficial.
Okay.
The fact that you say it's Seviv Kol Almin, that means it's encompassing the world. Yes, it's above world, but obviously it's connected to world. Because if not, you can't negate that it's not Mamala, it's Seviv Kol Almin.
It
relates to the world in a superficial way rather than a permeating way. Right? Therefore, like we learned many, it's like food is Mamala Kol Almin. Clothing, you don't internalize clothing, it's around you. But it has to be your size.
Feels.
Permeating.
Permeating
means it affects you directly. Encompassing means it affects you indirectly. Like you have a munah, but you're still steel. But bias, house, but clothing is around you. You don't internalize it, but it has to be your size. Too big or too small don't work. There's no such thing by a house, too big and too small. I mean, not kvetching. But a house, one size fits all. It doesn't have to be your exact measurements. So Even Seviv Kol Almin is like you're saying, it's not that Hashem's Machshava, but that's still Machshava. It's still Kol Almin. It's still connected to world.
Still
Hashem creates with thought.